I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. More than two-thirds of Americans who use the internet have bought something online. That's a new level of maturity for the internet, according to a recent survey. Online sellers expect to do $120 billion worth of business this year. But is that a big number or not? Who knows? John Dimsdale knows. He's the Washington Bureau Chief for Marketplace. He joins us now. John, this is a dramatic increase for online shopping?
Well, it's considered to be a significant milestone. 4 years ago, it was about 43 to 45%. Online shopping used to be for a small, internet-savvy group. Now, it's a majority who think it's a normal part of the online experience to do some shopping. At this level of acceptance, it becomes a self-fulfilling trend as retailers start going after online shoppers with specials and sales.
You know, there was a time when people said online shopping was going to be It was going to take over everything, groceries, clothing, appliances, but that hasn't exactly happened.
No, not yet anyway. Experts now call that irrational exuberance. Back in the 90s, the growth of the internet was hurt by the dot-com bubble bursting. Still, these growth rates are pretty dramatic. The numbers come from the Pew Internet and American Life Project. The director, Lee Rainey, says, in fact, the internet is a wild success.
It has gotten into more homes more quickly than almost any other technology you can name. Because some idiots were predicting that everything under the sun would be sold online doesn't mean that because they were wrong, the whole idea of e-commerce was wrong.
No, you'd have to say the idea of e-commerce is looking pretty good. You know, John, we do stories about online scams and ripoffs. You and I talked about it last week. Is there any sign that internet fraud is causing enough concerns that that's slowing the growth?
A little bit. It's another reason that online shopping hasn't taken off as fast as some predicted, but it's still a small minority of cases, and most surveys now show that online users are becoming more confident and comfortable online, and you're just as likely to be scammed offline as online.
Any analysis or statistics on age or ethnic makeup of online shoppers?
Yes, it used to be just an elite group and skewing younger, whiter, and wealthier. But now the online shopper profile is pretty close to the shopper in real stores, and it now reflects every ethnic group. Seniors are still somewhat reluctant e-commerce shoppers. The median age online is 53, while the median for bricks and mortar stores is about 65. So we're following the story in the Marketplace newsroom today, in addition to a report on some new ways to attack heart attacks.
John Dimsdale, Washington Bureau Chief for Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. Thank you, John. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by Minnesota Public Radio.